Welcome to Girlfriend Translator episode
25.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing tonight?
Fine. I'm a little bit sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully this will lift your spirits.
Sure thing.
Do you have anything to add before we start today?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'm going to do the typical plug to please leave a rating and review wherever you're listening if you like our show, even if you don't.
Anyone doing that?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Even if you don't like our show, please leave us a 5-star review and rating. And secondly, if you have your own questions that you'd like us to answer in upcoming shows, you can send them along to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. The email address is in the show notes, or you could just type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. With that out of the way, ready for the first question?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This one comes from Great Stranger 8432. The title is, I'll give you their ages first because they're integrated into the question in a way that might be confusing if I read it out loud. Okay, so he's 30.
Thank you.
And she is 33. So he says, do I tell my colleague/friend that I'm leaving my current job because of
my
feelings?
Can you tell me the ages again? I was sort of more distracted by the way that you do that. Sort of fascinated by it.
He's 30 and she's 33.
Okay.
So I'll read the title first, and then it's like a couple paragraphs to give some context on the question. So the title is, do I tell my colleague/friend I'm leaving my current job because of my feelings for her?
Oh.
And I'm leaving this job because I'm hoping that we could pursue a relationship if we don't work together.
Wait, is the 33-year-old the one he's talking about?
Yeah, so his colleague/friend.
Oh, so it's just a friend. Okay, yeah. So it's not, well...
So here's the question in detail, because I think that the detail and context helps. Okay. So I've had a close friendship with a coworker for the past 4 years. We've always had a connection and a feeling beyond friendship, but dating a colleague isn't looked on favorably in our job, and we didn't want to fall into any complications, especially because she's one of few women in a pretty male-dominated field. 18 months ago, for example, we were spending time together outside of work and both admitted to having feelings for one another, but decided against pursuing anything due to the complications it would bring at work. I was disappointed at the time, but thought that my feelings would fade and we'd be able to continue to work together and have a friendship. But after a year, my feelings for her only got stronger.
Yeah, why would they fade? They don't fade usually, do they?
After a year, my feelings for her only got stronger, so at the start of the year, I decided to start searching for a new job, which would leave us free to have a relationship if she was still interested. I didn't tell her about my plan, because I wanted to get everything sorted first and not put any pressure on her if she didn't feel the same way anymore. So now, after a few months of interviews, I've been offered a new job, and I'm currently waiting for everything to be made official before I can hand in my notice in my current job. So hopefully in 3 months... a month waiting for all the paperwork and 2 months notice to my current employer, I'll be starting my new job. However, last week, my coworker told me that she recently started dating someone and she seems happy. So now I'm kind of at a loss.
Tell her.
Do I tell her?
Tell her.
I'm planning to leave imminently
her.
Because of my feelings for her. Do I tell her straight away or wait until my new job is 100% secured first? Do I just tell her I'm leaving and not explain?
Tell her. Okay, don't tell her you're leaving. Tell her, if it comes up, it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But tell her. Tell her. Quick.
Tell her that he likes her.
Yeah, don't tell her about the job thing yet. Just find out if she's interested.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell her the rest, if she is. If she's not, you'll probably want to leave anyway. I don't know.
Right.
You're not going to want to watch her love blossom with some other dude. Like, not that he'll be at the job, but you've got to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for your sake.
Yeah.
I mean, for your sake, I mean, you're doing all of this, like, you should definitely tell her.
Right.
You have to know.
Yeah.
But don't tell her what your plans were first. Just tell her. Ask her if she still likes you.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
And if she says yes, then tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll probably be really moved and thrilled.
Yeah.
You'll probably make her life.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I'd be so blown away by that.
Yeah, me too.
I would think that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I certainly wouldn't want you to leave your job, though, if you liked it. Like, I would want the chance to leave.
Mm-hmm.
If I were her,
mm-hmm.
I would also want to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sweet that you would do that, though. I mean, that's quite a deep... That's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, like 4 years, this friendship
has
grown.
I think that's amazing. I think hurry. God, I want you to get her.
I do too. I do too. I really hope that that works out.
Hurry.
I know.
Definitely jump on that. And don't feel bad if it doesn't work out or whatever, because what you did is so, God, that's the point of life. Don't ever be down or discouraged if you do something like that mm-hmm. and it doesn't work. It will be for a while, but don't ever think that that motivation behind that, that you were the fool. You were never a fool. Mm-hmm. That is wonderful. Like, that's a really secure person. That's a great person. It's inspirational. People find that inspiring, and you should too. Even if you're hurt, don't ever apologize for caring or going that far for another human being. I think that's really, I think that's what life is about.
I think so too.
Those are the things that matter. And you mm-hmm. took a chance, and you should take those chances. That matters.
Mm-hmm.
Not like a psycho, not like every year, but that's good that you did that. You did the right thing, and don't ever let what happens affect the way you feel about your decision, because your decision was right. I think that's so important. Be proud of that. Be proud of who you are.
I think so too.
That's really a confident, secure person.
Definitely.
And I think that you made a move. You did all this. That's really impressive and really, that's very appealing.
Yes, it is.
And I just love that. So I think sometimes people can be hard on themselves if it doesn't work out. No, you do that for yourself. You do that because you want to be a person who doesn't pass on an opportunity
mm-hmm.
that could be an opportunity of a lifetime for you. You don't know for sure, but if it feels like it might be and you went for it, like, that's so bold and courageous.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens. It will feel like it at first, but it doesn't.
If he asks her, like, I still like you, do you still like me back?
Yeah.
And she says no, would you still tell her, like, a bit about your plan for why you were leaving?
Why would I do that?
Because what if she's just saying no to make it easier for, I wonder.
Why would anybody say no if you tell them you like them first?
That's true. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, if they do, then I don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird. I didn't even think of that. Like, to me, that would just be very odd.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's willing to tell you they like you and you like them, what kind of idiot would not say they liked you back?
That's true. No, that's true.
I mean, they're dumb then.
Yeah,
you need a different person
mm-hmm.
who's gonna be as bold as you are, who's gonna have the courage you do.
That's true.
Because that's dumb. That's mm-hmm. so counterproductive. I mean, if that person would do that out of convenience or something, like, well, I've got this other guy. Who would do that? I don't think you want that person. That's a very boring, conventional person, in my opinion. And they can find each other.
Uh-huh.
And that's fine. And to me, that would be boring and conventional if you revolve your love life around convenience.
Right.
That's ridiculous. And that's not what this guy did.
Mm-hmm.
No, he went for it. And you should go for it. And don't ever let it stop you again if it doesn't work. But I bet it will.
Yeah, I bet it will too.
But hurry!
Yeah, hurry up.
And if you get one lesson from it, I guess, if it doesn't work, maybe you just go faster next time.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
But don't be discouraged. Be proud of yourself, because that is so cool. That is, like, doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl. If you, like, you're not crazy. You sound very normal and sane, and you handled it very well. And I think it's great. Like, that's the kind of life you will look back on without regret.
I think so, too.
When you do those things. So don't let how bad you feel if it doesn't work out discourage you from going for it in life, because you have one life, all right? You know? You will be so much more bothered by what you didn't do. Unless it's murder. Okay. And even in that case, you might. But you will be very bothered. I think you'll be bothered by the things you didn't go for, that you didn't believe in yourself. You didn't give a shot. I know you will. So those are the right moves. You made the right decision. And I really hope it works out. Personally.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I am too. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is anonymous. It's very short.
Tell us more about that. The question.
I don't really look at social media that much, but my girlfriend is trying to repair my trust after an unfortunate event took place. And recently I noticed one thing that made me feel kind of weird as I was about to post on Snapchat.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure if it was because she didn't like the photo of us or something, but I remember her posting a photo of us on Snapchat together last night around 9 p.m.
Who?
The girlfriend.
Wait, there's a girlfriend?
Yeah. So
what did I miss?
Okay, so I'll restart.
I'm sorry.
I don't really look at social media that much, but my girlfriend is trying to repair my trust after an unfortunate event took place, and I noticed one thing that made me feel kind of weird as I was about to post on Snapchat.
An unfortunate event?
Yeah, he doesn't elaborate on that.
I'm trying to imagine what the event could be.
Like her cheating on him? I instantly think that she...
A fire?
Cheated on him, and that's why
she's... That's not an unfortunate event.
Yeah.
That's not what that is. There were choices made.
I'm not sure if it was because she didn't like the photo of us or something, but I remember her posting a photo on Snapchat of us together last night around 9 p.m. But then when I woke up, it was gone. Am I thinking too much about this? I don't want to look like I'm being weird and asking her why she deleted the photo a few hours later.
Okay, well, I'm going to assume that there was some cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And no, that's the price, isn't it? When you cheat, your trust is damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to worry about that, you have every right to worry about that. You have every right to feel that way. I'm sure you don't want to be paranoid. You don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a part of that that is real.
Absolutely.
And if that's what happened, I just feel like, God, you know, that's not on you.
Yeah.
And that might be too hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, it is. Don't make it work if it's too hard, because that could be really hard on you.
Yeah.
Now, if that's what happens, I mean, that's a pretty good subject to talk about. I don't know how I would handle, I think that might be too hard on for me to do, like deal with. I don't think I could handle cheating.
Yeah.
It's not that I wouldn't want to handle it. It's not like it would be something I couldn't conceptually understand that someone could deal with. I just don't think that I could.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not judging people necessarily who do.
Yeah.
Because it depends on the circumstances and the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know. You'll know by how you respond. I think it's very hard on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's really hard on you, yeah, I mean, that's not on you. You didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of extra work for you.
Yeah.
To have to sit there. Now you have to manage this.
Yeah, and wonder,
that
like,
is very hard.
Why she deleted a photo on social media and why.
It's getting to you.
Yeah.
It's going to get to you. And you have every right to feel the way you feel. And you're not paranoid. You have a genuine... She broke your trust.
Yeah.
And that's very personal. And if you can't handle that, you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You can take some time apart. Maybe you've already done that. Maybe you're trying. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. But if it doesn't, don't force it.
Because
that will really... That's sad for both people.
Yeah.
You know? An unfortunate event.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for him. That sucks.
I do too. Yeah.
How old is he?
He didn't say how old he was. And
you're young and...
And he asked to stay anonymous.
You do not
want
to get used to dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think there might be a circumstance. I still don't know if I could let it go, though. And it wouldn't mean that I would hate that person either, the partner. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't hate them. Because there might be a circumstance where that could just happen. And I can see that, but I don't think I could get past it. But I think I could be friends with them. I think I could... I would always love them. See, I think that's just a really deeply personal thing. I don't think anybody has the right to tell anyone how they should feel about that or how long it's going to take for them to get to a point where they even know. You should always step back, though, and get some perspective on your relationship and really be honest with yourself after a while and reassess, like, am I happy? Am I better? Is this going to... And if you don't think it is, it's better to let go sooner than it is later. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're married, then it's a whole other story. That's worth the work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you're young and it's not maybe a long relationship, maybe it's not worth it. Why should you have to deal with all of that? That is so much.
Yeah.
I that's just my opinion, but I certainly won't judge people for that.
Yeah.
As such a bond, to break that bond, I think is just, that is so hard on people. So hard, it would be hard on me. And if I did it, and I was sincerely, totally regretful, and I would understand, though, if someone never forgave that. I would accept that. That doesn't mean I wouldn't fight like hell. I would have to really show them, though. I'd have to go out far beyond. You really do. You have to go above and beyond and not bitch about it. You're going to have to let them be what they're going to be for a while. But you'll know. You'll kind of know where that line is of, okay, that's enough. And that's okay. That's okay. I mean, all these stages are part of it, but I think if you have done that to someone, you cannot judge them for not being able to get past it. Mm-hmm. You can't. You never can. Yeah. That's my opinion. You shouldn't. That doesn't mean you put up with bullying or something. There's a line. You'll know it and trust it. No, I mean, if he feels like he should tell her.
I think so.
He shouldn't have to ask us or ask Reddit, or he should be able to ask her. Mm-hmm. He's got to, because if you hold all that in, I guess there's a time when maybe if you do start to heal and get better and you are the kind of person that might be able to handle that, you might be able to, I just don't know. That's a really hard one for me, because I just don't, trust is so important to me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things you don't have to worry about, right? But that's a big one. I wish I could hear the circumstances. Because
yeah,
that
too.
Would make a difference. It could make a difference. You could maybe, there might be ways, you know, I haven't been through that.
No.
Been through other things, but not that. And I've never done that. I'm not saying I'm a perfect person or that I'm not, I would never say I'm not capable of anything because I'm human, but I'm glad so far so good. But I do things every day in my life to remember to appreciate the things that matter to me. And that really helps. Then you're not as impulsive.
That's
not that funny. I'm having this problem. I'm not. It really isn't. But I think just the way you approach life, and I think I said it on an earlier podcast about, I always like do that thing where you think, what if that person was hit by a car tomorrow mm-hmm. and died? Mm-hmm. Think about that. Really walk through that. And then write down what you would miss. That helps. Or think about it. And that kind of brings you back, that grounds you a little bit. And so that's I think that's really useful, actually. So that's the kind of thing that I would do. The resentment and the bitterness, if that takes over the relationship, then it's horrible for both of you.
Right.
But if it doesn't, then, yeah, just take it day by day. And, tell her what you feel. Ask her. If she gets mad, she doesn't get to get mad, you know.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to do that.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah, it is.
You don't fuck with people's trust.
Well, I think that's great advice for...
It ain't worth it.
Anonymous.
Sure thing, yeah.
And I hope that helps.
Yes.
I think that would be helpful
to
anyone.
Yeah, I really feel for him.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel for her. People make mistakes, you know? I feel for her, too. But I also believe you made the mistake, you own it.
Mm-hmm.
Be humble. And don't ever underestimate the loss of trust and what that does to a person. You don't want to go through that again. Even if they break up, she will have experienced what it is like to hurt someone and how powerless she feels. And that will prevent her from ever doing it again, which is why he needs to express exactly how he feels.
Yeah.
Because she needs to learn that in order for her to never do that again. And that's good for her.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
This one comes from Suitable Royal 9401. Okay, so this guy is 28. He says, my brother is angry. I won't let my sister-in-law bring her service dog to our wedding.
Wait, what?
So hear him out.
Okay.
My fiance and I are getting married in summer, and we've already sent out wedding invitations. While sending out the invites, I did mention that the wedding would be pet and child-free. So those who make it can enjoy, hopefully, hassle-free, and my wife is allergic to dogs.
Well, there's your reason.
My brother just messaged me today to confirm that his dog would be allowed because it's a service dog. The thing is, my sister-in-law's dog is a diabetic alert dog, but more importantly, a golden retriever who sheds like crazy. I told him sorry, this was a rule for all dogs. He got upset, but I told him that while her situation is legitimate, I think for a 2-hour ceremony, she can have her device that measures her blood. It's not like she's blind and I'm not letting her bring her seeing eye dog. She can definitely fend for herself without her dog for 2 hours. I even offered to have somebody sit with her at all times to make sure that her monitor was okay. My brother got really angry and blew up at me. He's now upset and may not attend the wedding. What do I do?
Honestly, in principle, I agree with him, but I would just say let the dog, one dog come. Uh-huh. If it's a service dog, just why do you want the trouble? Do you right. want this trouble?
Right.
It's your brother. He might be a dick. But do you need this hassle? Just let the damn dog come.
Right.
Why would you want another person? Like, the dog is fine. Like, just let the dog... So the dog sheds. I mean, I wouldn't give a damn if it was... Because I just wouldn't want the hassle, honestly. Uh-huh. I'm big on principle and stuff, but not if it's your wedding day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, then put a big poster out there that says, one dog is here because of this. I don't know why anyone would bring their dog to a wedding, but what do I know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be that presumptuous.
To bring your pet to a wedding? No, I wouldn't either.
Like, you can cope.
Uh-huh.
The dog will be fine.
Uh-huh.
We don't care about your dog's issues. That's your problem.
Right.
It's their wedding. Mm-hmm. So they have a right to do that, but it is a bit weird. No kids, no dogs. Okay. Well, plus one should take care of that, right? If it just is plus one.
Yeah.
Not plus three, not plus dog.
Right.
And I bet people do that now. They just bring a dog instead of a date. Like, that's really cute. Can you all just get a grip and just do things the normal way?
Right.
But I have needs. No, you don't. And if you do, don't go. Just don't uh-huh. go. But that's just... Why do you... It's your brother. Like, do you really want that trouble right now? Do you want that at your wedding? Do you want to... I'm sure they have other issues because they're brothers.
Uh-huh.
I have a very difficult sister. Oh, God, what if she's listening? Well, she knows that. Leslie, you are difficult. Oh, shit! Edit that out. Okay. But, that would be, like, why do you want the hassle?
Yeah.
It's one dog. I mean, if your girl, or, like, future wife is going to, like, lose her, if she's incredibly allergic.
Yeah.
Then you can't have dogs.
Yes.
Well, then I guess he's not coming? I don't. This is why weddings to me are just like, oh, what a pain. I would just skip it.
I would
just don't
too.
Need everyone to know how great my marriage is going to... Oh, look at this. It's happening. Look at us. We've been on a journey.
I really don't get
Sorry,
why this...
Sorry, no offense to weddings. Just whatever.
If
this is why I wouldn't want to bother.
No, but if the sister has a blood glucose monitor...
She has diabetes?
Yeah, she's diabetic. So this dog... Well,
I don't know what her situation is. I wouldn't want to, like, comment on that because there could be a very good reason for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I guess that's...
And that's, like, medical stuff. I don't want to even... I don't know. I'm not...
I guess that's true. I guess this...
I mean, it's not that I don't believe I'm as good a person to comment on that as anyone these days, because apparently do no harm doesn't seem to be... they're not taking that so seriously anymore.
Well, the brother seems to know the sister-in-law well enough when he says that for a two-hour ceremony.
That's not his place.
That's true.
Come on. Okay. You know that. I feel that with my own sister. It's like I say that all that stuff behind her back.
Uh-huh.
But to say it to her...
Right.
...is yeah. different. She has a real temper.
Uh-huh.
She'll really, I mean, that's why I don't with her.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine, like, there's just, we all have, do you want that trouble?
Right.
He's not going anywhere.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. And if you don't like your brother and his wife, like, maybe just don't even bother with them. I don't know. Families are weird, but oftentimes I think people will go out of their way for family members in a way they shouldn't.
I think so, too.
So it depends on what other dumb things he's done, or maybe you've done dumb things. Maybe this is your secret way of not wanting him to come.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe, you know, but that's going to cause problems that I wouldn't want on my wedding day.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is just like, oh, forget it. Fine. She has to bring her dog. That's fine. She should bring your damn dog. I would be the kind of person, though, that would not have the wedding altogether if that was an issue. I'd just be like, I don't want to deal with any of it.
Yeah.
I would scrap it all. Be like, let's just go to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to deal with these people.
I wouldn't want to
have
either.
A party later,
mm-hmm.
and don't invite him.
Or
no,
the
invite
dog.
Him.
I don't...
Only invite the dog.
Do you want to do a bonus question?
Okay.
Okay. So this one is pretty short.
Just have a wedding, and all the guests are dogs.
No brothers.
And, you know, I'm sure your fiancé has a mask. Or 50. As we
oh,
all do.
God.
As we all do. I'm going to burn them.
So this one's pretty short. So the guy's 22 and his girlfriend's 22. I enjoy hanging out
Can
with
I
my...
Can I just ask you what you think, though? About the dog thing?
She can't bring it. Like, 2 hours? I don't know. I just don't... I don't, if that's their rule, and the wife's allergic, then, and like, no, you can't bring your dog.
Well, it depends on how many people are there.
Yeah.
I don't get the feeling the allergy is
as severe as
I don't know. It just sounds like. No, I agree with you in principle, but think of the other complications there.
Yeah.
This attitude. No kids, no dogs.
That's a bit, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, kids are not like a...
I wouldn't equate the two.
I wouldn't... Well, I wouldn't... No, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
But it's like, as a kid, we would go to weddings. I don't think my parents wanted us to come or didn't want us to come, but we would be invited.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go, and we were very well behaved. I get the dog part.
Yeah.
It's weird. I get the kid part too, but why do you have to make an announcement? Just didn't do plus one.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this going on too long?
No, I mean, I think it's an interesting question, but I did want to give you a bonus one because I wanted your take on this.
Okay.
So they're both 22.
Should I get rid of all of that?
No, keep it. I enjoy hanging out with my girlfriend, but never once have I ever truly felt that I love her.
What?
I don't think I've ever loved someone romantically. Like, it's not like I don't treat my girlfriend right. I open the door for her, take her out where she likes to go, her to movies, stargazing, etc. But I've never told her that I love her because I don't know if I do. I like her, but I really don't know if I love her.
Oh, this is where you do the death thing. Imagine a car hitting her, right?
Right.
She dies tomorrow. How would you feel?
Right.
Walk through that.
My current relationship is 4 months old, but this dilemma applies to all my previous relationships.
Then why are you in one?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Uh-huh. He says that when he dates someone, he really hopes that he ends up falling in love, but he's never felt what? Like that's been the case so far.
Why are you dating?
I don't know.
That's weird. Like, why would you bother?
Uh-huh.
Don't date.
Yeah.
Wait till you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. I mean, I don't want him to, like, be stuck in this relationship that he doesn't feel invested in.
Yeah.
That's sad to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to fall head over heels in love, but you know, you should probably think you are.
Yeah.
Like, a couple times, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Or once.
Uh-huh.
Or think that, I guess it's not like you don't go on a date for a commitment. You're not thinking like that, but you're excited and it's new possibilities and you're not thinking that. I think that's part of the fun is that, I don't know. I don't know if I can even explain that with words, but clearly, like, when you like someone, you want to be around them.
Mm-hmm.
And then like can grow into love. So I don't understand if he even likes being around her.
It seems like he does, and he says that he really likes her, but he just doesn't know what love feels like or if he loves her.
Wouldn't he have that conversation with her?
Yeah.
He should.
I guess I'm also wondering if he's kind of jumping the gun. Like, maybe he freaks out because it's only been 4 months. Like, maybe he just does this and freaks out too quickly.
Well,
or like,
I don't know, but I would talk to her.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's get her take. Mm-hmm. Tell her.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I don't know what love is. And I bet, yeah, he has some other issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think, because that's not, you shouldn't even be worried about that. I mean, I don't think a fixation about that seems, like, that doesn't seem quite right. Like, you shouldn't have to even, I mean, I know if someone tells you they love you first, then you have to start thinking about that, and then that usually causes you to make a decision or to look at your feelings. But if you're only 22, I do think, though, that that's a bit concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the way he talks about it. It's so... Maybe he doesn't, I don't know, is he gay?
Yeah, one person in the comments was saying, like, are you depressed or do you have something else going on with you?
It could be something like that, and if it's that, then he probably knows the difference, and it's just a matter of getting there for him.
Right.
Get to that point where he can admit it to himself, and don't go crazy if you do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. It doesn't mean anything. It just means it's going to be a different person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to act like some idea of what that is to you. You can just stay you and like who you like. I don't know. That's what I would say. And that's certainly something to contend with, but it's not, it doesn't mean he can't love.
Yeah.
I'm sure he can.
Well, do you think
there's some other issue that makes it kind of blocks him?
Like, do you think that depression could lead to kind of feeling like this, or kind of feeling very much like, oh, I don't know, like
I don't know. I mean, maybe, but I also think that when you're falling in love, like, that'll get you out of your depression.
Okay.
Kind of quickly. Okay. But okay. If you are depressed and you have some mental health issues, well, then why would it all circle around this?
Right. That's a good point.
You think it would come up in other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know. I think that we need a lot more context. That just sounds like it's missing tons of context.
Okay.
But I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm sure there's a reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it can be solved.
Right.
And I'm sure he can find love.
Mm-hmm.
And that he will.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to figure out what's kind of getting in the way.
Right.
And usually when there's an obstacle, people build it up so much that they are so scared that they might not. They might even block it in their head. They might block the reasons. And they're real. It's the block that is the problem. It's not the real reasons. Whatever reasons there are. And they could be a lot of things or nothing. But if they are like abuse or something like that, you can deal with that. You're an adult now. That fear will come from childhood, but you're not a child. Mm-hmm. So it will be something you can manage.
Right.
So don't let that scare you. It's the obstacle that gets people scared, the fear of the thing, then the thing itself. Mm-hmm. The thing itself, a lot of things can be very bad, but they're in the past, which is why as an adult they are you're much more equipped to handle them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that fear of thinking you aren't that gets in the way, but you are.
Mm-hmm.
Humans have been around for so long. We can handle things. We're resilient.
Mm-hmm.
And you just stay calm. You don't flip out and don't let anyone else flip you out because people will do that. Things you will see. They're not right just because they're loud. They're not more right because you see it more often. It's exactly how you choose to handle it. And that's so important. If you're an adult and you have some stuff from childhood and you're not dealing with it, it's the fear of dealing with it that is the thing you're most afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
The thing itself, you can handle that. People do that. They handle it. It might be hard, but you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You will be fine. But it's the fear. I think we underestimate it. It's the fear of the thing. Oh my God, people will crush. Oh my God. You think about wars and it's a lot of it is just fear gone wild. And it really, if only people would deal with that sooner and be calm and know that you're going to be fine. There's nothing you can't face. You know, so I would think there might be some of that, or I don't know. I don't know if he would pose it as a question if he was gay necessarily. He'd probably know that by now, but maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Maybe he's from a different background. Maybe a very religious background. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't even tie it together.
Right.
For contextual reasons. That's very possible. But either way, he should know he'll be fine. And he doesn't have to be in a relationship. He can just be by himself, do other things.
Mm-hmm.
It will happen. Just let it happen. But don't force it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry. If you fear sort of facing something or dealing with, that just means you need to deal with it. The fear is much worse than the actual thing. Once you cross over the fear, you feel so much better. And you realize it's okay. But we all still are afraid. Don't let that fear control your decisions. Don't operate from a place of fear like the world is right now. It's just not necessary. It's overreacting and it's catchy.
Yeah, it is.
And you can't let yourself get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he'll be just fine. And I don't think there's anything. He sounds normal to me, but he seems a little detached.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't know.
I think that's good
advice.
That's
all I got.
Yeah, I think that's good
advice.
But
the bottom line is he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be fine.
Well, thank you for your answers.
Everyone will be fine.
Yeah, we all will.
Just soothe yourselves with that. Because we're still here somehow.
Yeah. That's true. Well, thank you for your answers.
Sure. Thank you for your questions.
You bet. There's some good ones today. Before we end the show, I'm just going to do the typical... No.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do the typical announcement to please leave a rating and or review wherever they're allowed. The main platforms obviously are Apple and Spotify. Yeah. Main options are obviously Apple and Spotify. If that's not where you typically listen, we'd really appreciate if you would hop on over to Apple Podcast, drop a review, and then get off of there and go back to wherever you're more comfortable.
That's passionate.
Yeah. Second, if you have your own relationship questions that you'd like us to answer, and they could be anonymous, like the person who asked today about the Snapchat post, You can send them to girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Email address is in the show notes. Or you can type it out, girlfriendtranslator@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Do you have anything to add before we end?
No.
Okay, then I guess we'll see you all for episode 26. Thanks and goodbye.
Bye-bye.